Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An Alaska Native man is part of an expedition marking the 100th anniversary of the first ascent of Alaska's Mount McKinley. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, most of the climbers are descendants of the original 1913 team that conquered North America's highest peak.
Alaskans call Mount McKinley Denali, an Athabaskan word meaning the high one. And Athabaskan Walter Harper was the first person to set foot on the over 20,000-foot peak summit 100 years ago. Harper's great-grandnephew, Dana Wright, is a member of the Denali 2013 Centennial Climb, a planned retracing of the historic achievement.
I'm doing everything I can to be a good role model for Alaska Natives and for anybody, really. I want to get up there safely and get the whole team up and back down as best we can, and I want to come back and tell everybody about it.
Another Centennial team member, Dan Hopkins, says it's a project goal to recognize the contributions of Alaska Natives to the 1913 first ascent expedition, famously led by Hudson Stuck and Harry Karstens.
It's the story of Walter Harper, Johnny Fredson, and Esaias George. They're incredible achievements made by these young Native Alaskans, for the most part, especially to the broader public. These stories have virtually gone untold.
The June 2013 Denali Centennial Expedition is endorsed by the National Congress of American Indians, and members are working with a nonprofit group to document their experience and share it online with kids, including in Alaska Native communities. For National Native News in Fairbanks, Alaska, I'm Dan Bross.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Service.